Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God, that we rejoice in you, be thankful in you, and doing everything in word and indeed doing it in Jesus, because you are leading, you are guiding. All will be done. Your kingdom come this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, sweetie.
We're reading Colossians 3 from verse 18. 21. Wives, submit to your husbands in a way that is appropriate in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and don't be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, because this pleases the Lord. Parents, don't provoke your children in a way that ends up discouraging them.
Hallelujah. You know, we know we all come from God. This whole world comes from God, and we all come from God. And in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we have a unique, special place. But to enjoy that unique and special place in the family, we got to agree with Him. How can two walk together unless we agree? And that's where God's Word comes in. God's Word is there to keep us in the light, so that His love can surround us and bless us. And so He knows what each and every one of us needs, you know, and we've all got different roles. There's husbands, there's wives, there's children, there's workers, and then there's bosses. And we've got a role, and God is there to help us in all these things. And so we've got His Word that we need to take hold of. And it's preparing us then to experience Him in a real way. I love this, where it talks about wives, submit. Some translations say, put your husband first. And what is happening there? That is exactly how us as the body, as the bride, as the wife, you could say, united to Jesus in the kingdom, we put Him first. And so there, that is us fulfilling our role, you know. So husbands, we can see they need that encouragement. They need, that's what they need, you know. And then when it talks about, again, about the husband, it says, husbands, you must love your wife. Don't try to disciple them. Don't try to lead them. It says, love them. Cherish them. And that's, again, that's what a woman need. And so we get our examples. And we get our leading and we get our strength from our relationship with the Lord. So all our relationships that flow from staying in tune with the Lord, it's because the Lord is leading us. And then you've got also the children. Work with them in a way, just like God works with us. He helps us. He encourages us on this path. And so again, we fulfill Scripture. Scripture says we mustn't despise discipline and training, because it's good. It's getting us to know there's boundaries, and we're getting to stay in the boundaries. And when we stay in the boundaries, there is blessings. But if we don't stay in the boundaries, there's no blessings. So bottom line, we bought with a price. God loves us. And that price is His love. God so loved the world that He sent His Son. And now we've got to stay in love in all its beautiful, various, what is the word, flavors, different ways in loving, in respecting, in being patient, in being gentle, in being considerate. So be blessed. There's nothing the Lord doesn't tell us that He's not there to help us with. So be refreshed, be blessed with the Lord's presence as you go out and you show the love of God in its various forms. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.